Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. Sumit Desai here for our final podcast of the month. All right, we got the data last week, and let's say, yeah, I understand. I can look into this, find opportunities. That's what you're looking at. But boy, oh boy, the emotions of investing are still huge. Let's talk about the emotion of watching your portfolio go down 10% in 3 days, which it did. Yeah. And obviously, it's recovered mostly a lot of it since then. I mean, you got to relate with your clients then, because I mean, I'm sure you have seen your investments. It's not like you're immune because you're an advisor from these dips and rises.
We're all invested in the market, and when the market goes down, it's usually not a good experience for everyone.
So, is it a really client by client based situation and how you talk to your clients about this, how you talk to them? Because maybe you know that some are, they're the overreactors, perhaps. Mm-hmm. They want to change everything anytime things go up or down, and you know different ways. I mean, you're going to deal with what they want to do, of course, but different conversations to have with maybe someone that has seen it before. Maybe they've been invested for a long, long time. They saw the Great Recession. They saw the dot-com bubble burst. Are those different conversations you're having with different people?
So a little bit, but there are some commonalities that we can share with clients that I think resonate across the board. And some of those data points are, showing a chart of $1 invested in the stock market over the past, 100 years is worth, significantly more than $1 today. But then also, but then also thinking about what we've been through, even just over the past 5 years with COVID, and the market can drop, but then typically bounces back. So if you think back just over the past 10 years, we've had COVID, we've had 15 years, we've had a global financial crisis. The U.S. got downgraded by credit rating agencies. We've had wars, but the stock market still goes up. So, that's something we kind of start with, is saying, hey, whatever's in the headlines today, won't be in the headlines 5 years from now. And typically the markets kind of, push through those types of events.
Yeah.
The other things we can show, we just did an analysis last week that showed since 1990, the best 10 days and the best and the worst 10 days in the market. And what was really interesting is that in many cases, you saw the best and worst days in the same week.
Yeah.
And that kind of speaks to why it's so difficult to market time.
Yes.
And say, hey, I'm going to sell and then get back in, because you have to get two decisions right. One, you have to get the decision on when to get out of the market right. And then two, you have to time getting back into the market well as two. And what we've seen is that, given how quickly the market can move, missing just a couple days in the market can have a huge impact on your return. So we saw one piece of analysis that showed, if just since 1990, if you missed the best, if you had $10,000 invested and just held it through the end of the quarter, it would be worth $33,000.
Okay.
Nice return.
Right.
If you missed just the one best month in that 30-year period, we're looking at $27,000.
You lost $6,000.
$6,000 just by missing the one best month. And that one best month happened to be April 2020, when everyone thought that COVID, no one had any idea of what COVID, would result into. So that, really, I think, reinforces this belief in, the importance of having a strategic plan and staying invested through the market volatility and actually kind of being contrarian. You want to be taking advantage of these market dislocations, but you have to get it right to begin with and get the right plan in place first.
I can just hear a gambler saying, well, yeah, but what if I missed the one worst month of that span of time? I'd be way up. But to your point, we don't know when these months are going to happen. We don't know when these days are going to happen.
Exactly. It's very unpredictable. And frankly, each downturn that we've seen has been different just in the past few years. It was a pandemic, and now it's, policy driven. There have been war driven, sell-offs as well. So it's different each time, but the situation sort of rhyme in that way, and that the behavior from the investor should really be the same.
Sumit, this has been a really great little lesson on emotions, data, and what you guys do for the folks over at Mesiro. Thank you.
My pleasure. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. 877-MESIRO, Mesiro.com. What a great month this has been. We'll do some more Mesiro Mondays in June. Oh my gosh, it's almost June. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.